This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of ruling coalition meet today to discuss current issues. 8 houses washed away and 35 families displaced by landslides in Taplejung. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits war-torn southern frontline cities of Mykolaiv and Odessa. Now, the news in detail. Top leaders of the ruling coalition have discussed current issues today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, Chairman of the CPN Maoist Centre Pushpak Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Chairman of the CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal, Leader Jhalanath Khanal and Chairman of the Janata Samajwadi Party Upendra Yadav were present at the discussion held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar. Leaders said the meeting focused on the U.S. State Partnership Program, SPP, the proposed visit of the Prime Minister to the United States, and the reshuffle of the cabinet. The meeting also discussed the issue of convening an all-party meeting on SPP to understand its reality and inform the people about it. CPN Maoist Centre Chair Pushpak Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the tendency to avoid the achievements gained through the sacrifices and dedication of the Nepali people is found within the bureaucracy as well. Addressing the Central Committee meeting of the National Employees Federation of Nepal in Kathmandu today, Chair Dahal stressed the need of conducting a campaign within the bureaucracy itself to dissuade such tendency in bureaucracy and to strongly protest it. Similarly, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pampha Bhusal, said that the party has been effortful in resolving the problem seen in the employees' administration. Bhusal is also the faction in charge of the federation. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Prem Bahadur Ali, has said that it is the need of the hour to preserve and protect the religion and culture of the country. Laying the foundation stone for the construction of Badi Kedar Trail, a popular trail of Sudhir Pashim province amid a function in Doti. Today, Minister Ali said all should come together to preserve religion, art and culture of their own. He also expressed his concern about encroachment by modernity on the country's folk culture, religion and art, thus bringing them at risk of disappearance. 8 houses have been washed away by landslides in Taplejung. Likewise, 35 families have been displaced. Vice Chair of Sirijanga Rural Municipality Chitra Mabu said the displaced families are now taking shelter in a school. The landslides were triggered by continuous rainfall over the past few days. Many other human settlements in Taplejung district are reportedly at risk due to continuous rain. The Disaster Management Committee has stated that the road from the district headquarters to the village centres has been blocked, causing problems in transportation. Meanwhile, the District Administration Office Taplejung has urged the residents to stay alert and shift to the safe places to avoid disaster. The Dumre Besisar road section has been blocked after a Hume pipe culvert placed near Kudule Fart in Bhanu Municipality 8 was washed away. Inspector at the Area Police Office Bhanu, Ramesh Bista, informed that the flood waters in Kharer Khola swept away 3 Hume pipes this morning, disrupting the traffic. A woman has been killed in an elephant attack in Tikapur of Kailali district. According to the Area Police Office Tikapur, the deceased has been identified as 50-year-old Tonka Sodari of Tikapur Municipality 1. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Him Bahadur Sai, 2 elephants came out of the forest at Sankatti Ghat on bank of Karnali River last evening and attacked Sodari. Incidents of attack of wild animals have been increasing in Kailali and Bardia district as of late, with dozens of people killed every year in the area around the forest. 2 people died on the spot when a jeep heading towards Rimna from Radi met with an accident near Chisapani in Artbiscourt Municipality 11, Rukum West. According to Area Police Office Artbiscourt, the deceased have been identified as Dulika Kaviram Bike of Bafikot Rural Municipality 8 and Kamal Kharka of Musikot Municipality 11. They were reportedly the driver of the jeep and his conductor, who were the only occupants of the jeep. The police said jeep fell into the very river after losing control. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the monsoon has its influence in province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while the local wind and the east-west low pressure system prevailing in Uttar Pradesh and Bihar of India have their influence in the rest of the provinces. The division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki, and Lumbini provinces along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places of province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 18.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29.5 degrees Celsius with 26.4 millimeters of rain. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made his first trip to Ukraine's war-torn southern front line as his forces mount a slow-moving advance in the region. The Ukrainian leader also visited the western city of Odessa, which has been subjected to periodic Russian shelling since the war began. Both cities are targets in Russia's efforts to seize the Black Sea coast. Ukrainian forces have been fighting Russian troops in a slow-moving advance between Mykolaiv and Kherson. In the ferocious war which has followed, the United Nations says more than 4,500 civilians have been killed and nearly 5,600 have been injured. Thousands of combatants have also been killed or injured on both sides. The West has responded to the invasion by imposing severe sanctions on Moscow and supplying weapons to Ukraine, but has not intervened directly in the war against Russia. Workers at an Apple store in the U.S. state of Maryland have voted to unionize, forming the tech giant's first retail union in the United States. It is the third Apple store to launch a union drive this year, but the first to successfully hold a vote. Other Apple stores in Atlanta and New York have also made moves towards unionization. Unions are less common in the United States than in many European countries, but are still protected by law. In December, a successful campaign in New York saw Starbucks employees form their first union at the coffee chain in decades, which has sparked similar campaigns across many of the company's individual stores. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders of ruling coalition meet today to discuss current issues. 8 houses washed away and 35 families displaced by landslides in Taplejung. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits war-torn southern frontline cities of Mykolaiv and Odessa. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.